Europe's top negotiator says the U.S., China, and India could deep six last-minute attempts to save the only treaty governing global warming as the U.N. Conference on Climate Change in Durban, South Africa, draws to an end. The two-week conference will continue into the weekend, with the delegates struggling to keep Durban from becoming the graveyard of the 1997 Kyoto Protocol. Of course, the U.S. never ratified Kyoto. It just made some voluntary efforts to reduce emissions. Now, the European Union, also preoccupied with its financial crisis, is playing a role in Durban, forming an ad hoc alliance with some of the world's poorest countries to push for a strong deal. The BBC's Eric Camara joins us from Durban. And, Eric, where do things stand right now? Does it look as if there will be nothing coming out of these 2 weeks?
Yes, after all, I mean, last night we had a really enthusiastic, even optimistic outlook for today. But overnight, the negotiations just seem to have gone a bit sour. Now what we have is a bit of a blocking stage between India and China and the other countries, as you mentioned,
the
island states, the U.S. So what it seems at the moment, Robin, is that they could have a deal paper coming out which would be acceptable for the U.S., but on the other hand wouldn't be acceptable for the small island states and the least developed countries, and the EU is backing those countries, as we know.
So you're saying that actually the U.S. and some of the other big emitters might be getting what they want. In other words, what's being put forth might not be as harsh on the big greenhouse gas emitters as some of these poorer countries and the EU want?
That's right, Robin. What it seems to be getting on paper now, what the negotiators are trying to get is the US on board, and that means that the European Union and the small island states are not getting what they want, because they wanted something starting from now, as soon as possible, and not something starting from 2020. As things stand at the moment, it's very hard to see that a legally binding deal will come through at the end of this meeting, starting with the process that the European Union was trying to put forward.
Yeah. And again, the EU backing smaller, poorer countries, how much leverage does the EU have? I mean, it would seem not as much as it needs, obviously, because it's losing this battle. But are these the divisions that have always existed in talks over climate control?
This is the first time, actually, that the European Union has lined up with the small island states and the least developed countries. It has usually, historically, it has always been a fight between the developed countries and the developing countries. This year, it's changed a bit because some of the big developing countries are playing a different role, the so-called basic countries, Brazil, South Africa, India and China. So what we're having now is a very different situation, because some of the countries now are having to forge new alliances, which historically weren't there, to try and save this meeting. Because obviously what no one wants to happen at the end of Durban is this very important meeting in an African country ending without a deal, without anything. Because as we know, Africa is the continent that's most affected by climate change.
Well, but it looks as if it is going to end with nothing.
It could end with something, even if it's not what everybody wants. It could end with a process which is non-legally binding, and that would be 2 weeks for the European Union. But it remains to be seen whether they will go along with something that's a lot less in substance than what they expected.
Right. And just meanwhile, in the few seconds we have, Eric, what's it feel like there? All these different countries. Has it been heated? Do people go in back rooms? What does it feel like there?
It's been quite calm until today. Today we had the biggest demonstration from activists. It was organized by Greenpeace. They took the corridors very near the plenary, where negotiators and ministers were trying to forge this deal. But after an hour and a half, more or less, UN security kicked them out, and actually the leader of Greenpeace, the South African Kumi Naidu, has been removed from the conference, so he's not allowed to come in anymore now.
Interesting. The BBC's Eric Camara speaking to us from the Climate Change Conference in Durban, South Africa. Eric, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.